Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ann Demirs, who is the marketing director at Specialty Tile, a tile distributor based in Atlanta. Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp.
Let's give a little background about you, and then we'll get into who Specialty Tile is, and then I want to talk about their Chisai show, which is just around the corner. First off, you are marketing director. You're also the daughter of the CEO, Josetta Kale.
That's correct.
I know you're an outdoor person and recently married. You actually graduated from Concordia University in Montreal, where you studied art and design. And you're bilingual. You know both English and French, right?
That's true. Working on my Italian, but haven't quite nailed that yet.
Okay. And you've written articles for Floor Focus. You wrote an article. You were our correspondent at the Brazilian Tile Show this year. I've known you for a little while. And so tell us a little bit about Specialty, if you would.
Specialty has been in business since 1992, so it's been around a long time. We have locations throughout the Southeast and are growing daily. We typically import the majority of our porcelains from Italy, and then we also deal with American manufacturers more and more. And we have quite a large outside sales team, and we have 3 high-end showrooms.
You have locations in Atlanta, you have one in Savannah, and one in Orlando, right?
Yep, and Tampa as well.
And when you look at the business, are you mostly commercial?
I'd say that we're about 65% commercial. And that changes pretty often, just depending on what, if you get a big job, it certainly takes up more of your time. But our residential showrooms are growing pretty quickly.
Yeah. So this whole topic of distribution in the tile business, several people do it different ways. So tell us a little bit about your route to market. Do you sell only to professionals, or how does that work?
No, we also sell retail, although the majority of our sales are to the trade. And so we identify a couple of categories. We have residential trade, which is designers, builders, residential contractors, and then commercial trade, which would be commercial contractors and dealers.
Okay. But a consumer can come to your showroom and buy as well, right?
Of course, yes. We welcome everyone.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Chisai. I know you go every year. For most people know, Chisai is the largest ceramic tile show in the world. And it's in Bologna, Italy. This year, it is September the 28th to October the 1st. And, you know, I thought it'd be interesting if you told our audience why you go every year.
Sure. About a third of our sales are made up of imports, things that we import directly from Italy or some other countries. But I would say, overall, they make up a really big part of our brand identity. And the reason that is that a lot of our customers look to us for design options that are trendy and avant-garde and very unique. And so, although that might not be the majority of our sales, it's a really big part of who we try to be in the market. The South is more and more contemporary and eclectic, and we really want to reflect those trends. So we really like to go to Chisai every year because the products are sometimes different. A lot of vendors that show Chisai won't show at coverings. And even the ones that do show at coverings, they tend to curate their offering to be a little bit more U.S. friendly.
Right.
And so we really like to see what international design is really like, and Chisai is definitely the best place to do that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just a buying trip, however that's a component of it, but it's really just to get a feel for the European fashion, right?
Yeah, European fashion and also global fashion. There's so many non-European people that display more and more there as well.
So when you make the trip, it is a full week show. I bet you go probably a little early to get acclimated, and you probably also travel a little bit around Italy and tour some of the manufacturers there, don't you?
Yes, we do, Kim. I find that a lot of times when you're doing with foreign factories, you'll have a rep or an agent, and mm-hmm. they may live in the U.S. or not, but you're really dealing more with them, and it makes such a difference to be able to see the factory, to meet the people that work at the factory, the owners, the designers, the service teams. A lot of times you learn a lot more about the story behind the tiles, and that can be a huge asset for sales. And also, you know, it's a strong negotiating element when you can really talk to the factory directly.
Yeah. You know, I've known you for a while. I run into you occasionally at coverings, things like that. But 2 years ago, I was, you know, not in Bologna. I was out traveling, and I was at Imola, a Ceramica, and saw you there. And actually, that event they had there was very enlightening, wasn't it?
It was. They're one of my favorite factories. They have such a great story. I mean, they have a beautiful ceramic museum set up now that is just the most amazing tour I've ever taken of a factory. So they're dear friends of ours. We like them very much.
The music on the elevator is quite a nice touch, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
All right. So this year, when you go, are you doing any special trips that are related to tours? You mind telling us about that?
We are touring a couple of things. We are certainly going to go by Florum and see their large format porcelain slab. We will be visiting Graniti Fiandre. They always have really fabulous over-the-top events, so we'll certainly be going to visit them. And then a couple of smaller factories that we're trying to develop some programs with. They're a little bit more under the radar test programs. We'll be visiting some of those people as well.
All right, one last question. Just curious. Tell us what some of the trends are in the marketplace for tile.
You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing something unexpected this year at Trisai because I feel like we've been having a lot of a closer overlap between what you see at Coverings and what you see at other shows. You know, last year at Coverings, it was a lot of smaller sizes. It was a lot of cement-type looks and also painted cement-type looks, a lot of wood looks. So I'm really ready for something that I can't predict yet. I'm really ready for something, you know, really innovative to come through and be a little bit on the crazy side. So I think I'll be shopping for that. There's a lot more Europeans specializing in wall tile nowadays, and I'm real intrigued by that. And I always love seeing what Fortinora and Mutina have in store. There's so many factories nowadays that are not actually factories, but more design houses. And although they don't manufacture their tile, they have a really amazing design department, and it's always great what they come up with. It's really cutting edge.
You know, one trend that we noticed, and I think you and I have talked about this earlier, is the subway tile trend. And now when you watch HGTV, I mean, almost every time they're doing something, they're putting subway tile in, aren't they?
Subway won't quit.
That's right. All right, Ann. Well, I look forward. I'm sure I'll probably see you in Italy. Look forward to seeing you there. Again, been talking to Ann Demers, who's the marketing director for Specialty Tile, a tile distributor based in Atlanta. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.